And joining us now from CBS Sports, Steve Berline. He will be on the call with Spero Dedes for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Steelers. First, Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vic. I appreciate it. It's great to be on with you as always.
Well, Steve, I want to start with this. As a former NFL quarterback and as someone who has experienced what it's like in this league to play that final regular season game, which can take on all kinds of different meanings, from extremely important for a team's playoff survival, possibility of a division championship, whatever it might be, to those that are in the situation of the Browns and the Steelers, one of the or two of the 20 teams that won't be in the postseason. What sort of mindset do players adopt for this?
Well, it's, you know, you're talking about two different teams coming from two different places. You know, Pittsburgh extremely disappointed to not be in the playoffs for the first time in the last 100 years, I think, whatever it might be. They're not used to it at all, and very disappointed, and they're not used to losing games with as much significance as last Sunday did against the Cincinnati Bengals. And so they're very disappointed, but I think Ben Roethlisberger has been handling it right, the way he said, you know, we're going to try and bounce back and send ourselves into the off season feeling good about things and build toward next year and not let this happen again. Hopefully, from his standpoint, you know, he's hoping his teammates are going to buy into that. But they're not used to it. And from Cleveland's standpoint, totally different. You know, you guys, the Browns had that three-game winning streak going and really had some confidence built up and really started feeling like they were starting to see the result of all the groundwork that had been laid over the past few years. And then to have the last 2 weeks happen, the loss to Washington and the loss to Denver, you know, this is their opportunity to try and turn this thing around one more time. And even though they're in a really precarious situation quarterback-wise, I think they'd like to, and I think Fritz Schirmer especially would like to find a way to turn this thing around and get a win to end the season and go into the offseason on a positive note as well.
Sure. And that would be Pat Schirmer, of course.
Pat
I know you met his uncle, yeah. His late uncle, Fritz, who was great.
Yeah, who coached me in Denver. Whenever I think of Schirmer, I think Fritz is the first name that jumps into my mind.
Sure.
So,
you got that.
Sorry about that, Pat.
Now let me ask you this, Steve, from the standpoint of, okay, that mindset of the Browns, that you're right, they had some traction, won three in a row, the feelings were turning very positive toward what this young group is all about, and I still think they are. I mean, I think they've got something foundationally, but the quarterback thing becomes very interesting in the near term, which is not so important, that Thad Lewis is going to be the guy who probably gets the start, and that's the guy who comes off the practice squad and in one day is on the active roster and then hours later is likely getting ready to start this game because of injuries to Brandon Whedon and Colt McCoy. But as you look at Whedon, and you had a chance to, when you did the Buffalo game, and I know that was earlier in the season, but how you track these teams and follow them, what's your sense of where the progress line is for his rookie year?
Well, you know, I really have been impressed. And, you know, I'm putting him in the same category as every other rookie out there. You know, he hasn't had the success of the RG3 and the Andrew Luck and the Russell Wilson, but those are different teams as well. Those are teams that were maybe closer to being playoff teams minus a quarterback. So, although, you know, you look at what's happened in Indianapolis, and that's absolutely, you know, unbelievable how they've turned that thing around.
Right.
But, you know, there are examples both sides. But, you know, I look at what he did during that three-game stretch where you guys were winning and where the Browns were winning, and he was playing pretty darn efficiently. The mistake he went to, you know, against the Raiders and the Chiefs, I don't think he threw an interception either one of those games. He played pretty efficiently against the Steelers and the big win over them, the 20-14 win. In Cleveland, you know, I think he was 17 of 26, 158 yards and one interception. But, you know, that's not a bad day against the Steelers. And you look at what he did in those games, and you start thinking, okay, he's starting to click. It's starting to make sense. And when I saw him up close and personal in the game week three against Buffalo, I did see him make some of those throws that you look for in a young quarterback. You know they're going to make mistakes. They're going to have decision-making or hesitation making issues as they learn how to play at this level. But when they drop back, they know where they're going with the football, and they zip that ball in there into tight coverage. Those are the things you look for in a game. And And I saw several of those examples during that Buffalo game that got me thinking, okay, that's why they drafted this guy number one. And the thing you have to remember is that these last two games, the Broncos and the Redskins, are against two teams that have been playing pretty darn good football. The Broncos are on a 10-game winning streak. Washington's on a 6-game winning streak. And these are teams that are really skyrocketing into the playoffs, and they're very, very good football teams at this point. So it's not unusual that some veteran quarterbacks look pretty average against these defenses right now, the way these teams are playing. So I think you got to take all of this stuff and combine it all together when you evaluate Brandon Weeden and say, okay, let's look at the good and the bad and analyze all of it. Understand that even though he's a 29-year-old rookie, he still is a rookie at this level. And there's been a lot of great things that have happened this year for him and a lot of rookie mistakes. But now you can't make a decision on 1 year. You just can't do it. And I think this guy's shown enough to warrant getting the opportunity again for another year.
Steve Berline from CBS Sports, former NFL quarterback. He will be on the call for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Steelers. And, Steve, the other thing is, you know, when you're going into this game without Weeden and without Trent Richardson as well, who suffered the ankle injury last week against Denver, and you're really leaning on a lot of people, and there have been other injuries on the defensive side of the ball. You're leaning on a lot of people who, you know, may or may not be part of what you're doing going forward, or are very young. Can you get a collective enough sense of importance as players to realize what this game means from an auditioning standpoint? That the new owner Jimmy Haslam, the new CEO Joe Banner, they're going to scrutinize every single thing that these guys are doing. To them, this is a big evaluation process, right? And the players can't forget that.
No doubt about it. It's no different than any one of the last 5 or 6 weeks were for them, except that they know this is their last opportunity to make a positive impression. And as you said, there are going to be some young players that have not had a chance to really be evaluated. For example, the quarterback who's probably going to start this week, Lewis. So, yeah. This is a chance for these young guys, especially, to make a positive statement or to confirm doubt that the coaches might have, that maybe they're just not quite ready to be players at this level. So the young players, if they haven't gotten the message, then that's going to be an issue for them. That maybe they don't belong at this level. If they can't understand the significance of going out and taking advantage of their opportunity each and every time they get a chance to play, especially in these situations where there's going to be turnover, there's going to be change, there's going to be some overhaul done during the course of the offseason, especially given the dynamics that are involved with the new ownership and everything else. This is your chance to make a statement. How are you going to respond?
Right. And then from the standpoint of the Steelers, who, as you said, this isn't a typical place for them to be, but Ben Roethlisberger is back at quarterback. He wasn't there the previous time. And there is that rivalry thing. It matters when the Steelers and Browns play, and I'm sure the Steelers feel that sense of embarrassment. 8 turnovers, that just doesn't happen in this league, and least of all to a team like the Steelers. I'm just wondering what the mindset there is, because they, too, are a team that has some judgments and decisions to be made, that offensive line, some other places. So I would think you're going to see something that resembles a good performance from them.
Well, let's be 100% honest here. Pittsburgh has been, this is a very disappointing season for them to this point. Yeah. If they were to get swept by the Cleveland Browns, that would be the ultimate punch in the gut. And that's not a knock on the Cleveland Browns. That's just the reality from the Pittsburgh Steelers standpoint. They do not want to go into this offseason allowing Cleveland to think that, we swept the Pittsburgh Steelers. We can play with the big boys. The last thing they want is to allow another team to gain confidence in their division. So they're going to have to see him again twice next year and every year for the foreseeable future. They do not want to allow this Cleveland Browns organization to feel like they're that close to being able to compete with the elite teams, especially in their division. So they're going to come out, I think, ready to make a statement and ready to make sure that Cleveland, from the Pittsburgh Steelers' perspective, knows where they belong, and that's on the short end of the stick.
I'm not going to ask you this from the standpoint of what you know about Thaddeus Lewis, because very few people, even those of us around the team, can't say a whole lot. We have watched him practice. I can give you those observations. But in all fairness, you're going to be pretty cold in your knowledge of this guy who's getting what would be his first NFL start, very likely, and coming off the practice squad and all that. But the reality of the quarterback position as you know it, and the reality of facing a defensive coordinator like Dick LeBeau and what he is able to do as a mastermind against some of the most experienced quarterbacks in the league. What's your best advice as a former QB to young Thaddeus on how to handle things Sunday?
Well, I would say this, that there are about 30 other teams that I would prefer to make my debut against other than Dick LeBeau and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because they are a team that, for many, many years, the thing that has made them so efficient, so effective defensively, the top of the league again this year, is that they create doubt in the mind of the quarterback, even veteran quarterbacks, where you can't quite get a feel on what they're doing and where they're coming from. And that indecision is all it takes to get a quarterback hurt or to get a play to be a negative play and a positive play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are so good about creating that confusion and that doubt. And it's a challenge no matter how much experience you have. You've got to really study this football team and understand football at the highest level. Dick LeBeau is in a Hall of Fame mind as a defensive coach. And so it's going to be a tremendous challenge for Thaddeus Lewis. But what I would expect Pat Shurmur, I got it right that time, what I would expect Pat and his coaching staff to do would be to create a very simple scheme. I don't know how athletic Thaddeus Lewis is, but if he's got mobility and athletic, I would expect him to move the pocket quite a bit, get him on some bootlegs, try and keep the reads as simple as possible, protect them up when they're going to drop back so he doesn't have to try and figure out all the time where he's hot, when he's not. When he's protected, when he's not protected, those are things that are very difficult to understand for a young quarterback. And I would expect it because Dick LeBeau knows what he knows. They're going to be coming from everywhere. They're going to try and get to this kid as early and as often as they can.
Steve, tremendous breakdown as always, and appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Hey, thank you very much, Dick. I look forward to it as well. Take care.
He is Steve Berline from CBS Sports. He will be on the call for Sunday's game between the Browns and Steelers with Sparrow Dedes. And we have got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.